Here's how a pothole gets made. When the temperature drops, the asphalt on top of a road wants to contract, but it can't, so it cracks. Then the soil underneath it gets wet. When that wet soil freezes, it expands, pushing the asphalt up, making bumps in the road. Later, when temperatures rise, the soil washes away, and you're left with a pothole. Brian Sullivan is the City of Franklin's Public Works Director. He's giving me a tour of the city's roads.
Do you see how there's this rutting? The road doesn't have very good shape to it. There's no crown. And you'll see over on this side here, it's all collapsed in.
Sullivan says winters in New Hampshire are always bad for roads. But this year, the roads are looking worse than ever. In fact, some towns, like Somersworth, are emailing residents warning them to take caution while driving. And while the heavy snowfall and vacillating temperatures have been bad for New Hampshire roads, Sullivan says really the problem is money.
With the state cutting back on community, on the block grant money, which is highway money that's given to all the cities and towns for transportation improvements, you know, plus the cost of materials, everything has gone up in cost. You're getting less miles of road paved.
Last year, Franklin received only 75% of the $220,000 in roads money it had gotten from the state the year before. New Hampshire towns and cities maintain 12,000 miles of local roads, which they pay for with local property taxes and block grants from the State Highway Fund. The same highway fund pays for the state's 4,500 miles of highways and state roads. About half of the $277 million expected to come into the highway fund this year will come from gas tax revenue. The rest is made up of registration and other fees. The thing is, lawmakers haven't raised the gas tax since 1992. But since then, the value of each dollar has decreased by 40% thanks to inflation. And that's not the worst of it when it comes to paving roads, says Bill Boynton at the New Hampshire Department of Transportation. He says the skyrocketing price of petroleum is a real kicker.
Asphalt has gone up something like 450% in the last 15 years.
In fact, it's doubled in just the last 5 years. That's because asphalt is made from petroleum, so it's subject to the same kind of rising prices as gasoline. Overall, says Brian Sullivan in Franklin, paving roads has gotten really expensive.
In the 1990s, the $100,000 road, that same road today, to rebuild and resurface that road, you're probably talking, I'd say, $350,000, $400,000.
Meanwhile, the highway block grants towns like Franklin get from the state to pay for road repair were reduced statewide by $4 million this year. So, New Hampshire roads are getting worse. And Bill Boynton at the DOT says you'll especially notice this on roads that don't get a lot of traffic.
We have 970 miles of so-called unnumbered state roads. It could be like an East Conway Road, a Meredith Neck Road. We are not really paying any attention to those right now because we're forced, due to limited funding, to basically keep our primary corridors in as good a shape as we can.
And that doesn't just mean car repair headaches for folks who drive on these state roads. It also means more budget headaches for the state. That's because it costs 20 times as much to repair a bad road than to repave a decent road.
If you maintain a road and only have to preserve it or maintain it between pavement surfaces, that costs about $50,000 a mile. If you have to completely rebuild that road because it's failed, because it's breaking up, that's $1 million a mile.
The state's strategy has been to focus their resources on keeping good roads good, not rebuilding bad roads, which is why it may seem like public workers just keep paving the good roads over and over again while, say, the road you live on gets worse and worse. There are two different ways lawmakers are proposing to boost the highway fund this session. Representative David Campbell, a Democrat of Nashua, proposes raising the gas tax by 15 cents over 4 years.
We face an infrastructure crisis that is on its way to becoming a catastrophe, not just a crisis.
And then there are two competing bills to legalize high-stakes gambling in the state. Both allocate casino revenue into the highway fund. But getting either of those policies through both chambers could be a very bumpy road. For State Impact New Hampshire, I'm Emily Corwin.